Bullet, The Earth and Its Peoples, Chapter 16, The Maritime Revolution to 1550. The voyages of exploration undertaken by the Chinese and Polynesians pursued diverse goals. The great Chinese voyages of the early 15th century aimed to expand trade and project imperial power. In a particularly impressive feat of navigation, Polynesian mariners traveled vast distances to settle Pacific islands. In both cases, these voyages resulted in new connections that invigorated the societies involved. The Vikings had similarly explored new lands in the North Atlantic, using their knowledge of the heavens and seas to establish settlements. Written evidence tells of African voyages in the Atlantic during this same period, although their purpose is less clear. Between 1450 and 1550, Europeans used new technologies, including the caravel, to project their influence overseas. Their expeditions expanded commercial links, increased cross-cultural contacts, and served the ambitions of political leaders. But the result was a major turning point in world history. During those years, European explorers opened new long-distance trade routes across the world's three major oceans and, for the first time, established regular contact among all the continents. As a result, a new balance of power arose in parts of Atlantic Africa, the Indian Ocean, and the Americas. Europeans created colonial empires in the Americas quite rapidly. By contrast, their progress in Africa and Asia was much slower. Many Amerindians welcomed Spanish conquerors at first, only to suffer warfare, disease, and subjugation. By contrast, Portuguese visitors to Africa remained a minor presence in 1550. In some regions, the Portuguese were welcomed as trading partners. In others, they were regarded as potential political and military allies. The real aim of the Portuguese was to capture the rich trade of the Indian Ocean. While they never gained complete control, they used their superior military strength to dominate key ports and major trade routes. As momentous as these events were, they were not completely unprecedented. The rich Indian Ocean trade network that Europeans hoped to control had been developed over many centuries. While rapid and brutal, the European conquest of the Americas was no more so than the earlier Mongol conquests of Eurasia. Even the crossing of the Pacific had been done before, though in stages by Polynesians. What gave this maritime revolution unprecedented importance had more to do with what happened after 1550 than with what happened earlier. European overseas empires would endure longer than the Mongols and would continue to expand into the 20th century. Unlike the Chinese, the Europeans did not turn their backs on the world after an initial burst of exploration. Not content with dominance in the Indian Ocean trade, Europeans developed an Atlantic maritime network, a system that came to rival the Indian Ocean network in wealth. Europeans also pioneered trade across the Pacific. The era of maritime expansion between 1450 to 1550 marked the beginning of a new age of growing global interaction.